Today's daf is Mayikatan daf hei, and we are at the last line of daf dalet amid beis umesaknin es kilkulei hamayim shebrishus harabim v'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadia ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Avram ben Gittel Edel, Sar Nechama bas Rus Malka, Rafal Kahas ben Fega, Baruch ben Rachel, Chayim Malka bas Batsheva, Chana Tova bas Sara Risha, Meira Chava bas Shoshana, and Devora Ita bas Kela Bracha. Today's daf is also being learned. Le'ilui Nishmas Doiv Beryl ben Rabbi Yaakov David, Le'ilui Nishmas Chana Miriam Fega bas Chaya, and Le'ilui Nishmas Harav Aryeh ben Harav David Yosef. So we're continuing to discuss the first Mishnah, Masechtas Ma'akan, which deals with the Isser to do Melacha on Chol HaMoed. So on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to do Melacha. You can't do Melacha on Shabbos, you can't do Melacha on Yontif, you also can't do Melacha on Chol HaMoed. Stating that, the first Mishnah already introduced us to exceptions to the rule. In fact, there are five times that you're allowed to do Melacha on Chol HaMoed. The first part of the Mishnah discussed one of those five exceptions, and that is, in the event that not doing Malach is going to cost you hefsed, it's what's known as a dover ha'aved, the halacha is, you're allowed to do Malach. And the Mishnah said two halachas related to that. Number one, dover ha'aved means that you're physically going to lose money, as opposed to, it doesn't mean that you're going to lose profit. Losing profit is not enough of a reason to do Malach. Real physical, tangible loss, that's a reason to do Malacha. Additionally, even when you're allowed to do Malacha, when it's a Dover Ha'aved, you have to be sensitive to how much Tircha you exert when you do the Malacha. The Mishnah says that if the Malacha is going to involve Tircha Yaseira, it's not going to be okay. That was the first part of the Mishnah. That was the topic of the first three dafin of the Masechta. Today's daf is going to focus on the second part of the Mishnah. So just revisiting the words of the Mishnah, now we're going to jump into the Gemara. The Mishnah said, "Umesaknin es kilkulei hamayim b'rishus harabim." You're allowed to fix, you're allowed to be mesaking the cisterns of water that were in Rishus HaRabim. So once upon a time, there were these large cisterns of water, and the purpose was for people that were passing through the Rishus HaRabim, for them to drink, for their animals to drink. This is something that comes up in Sugyas and Masechtas Shabbos and in Masechtas Erevin. So what happens if the actual cistern was damaged? You're allowed to fix it on Chol HaMoed. And even though fixing it involves Malacha, it's an exception to the rule. It's a Heichat Timtza, where you're allowed to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed. Additionally, the Chayta Tenoisan. In the event that the Kilkulei HaMayim got dirty and murky, you're allowed to clean them out. Additionally, you're allowed to fix roads and paths, and you're allowed to fix the mikvah. You're allowed to do anything that's necessary for the rabbim. You're allowed to put matzevos where there are people buried. Additionally, you're allowed to go out into the fields and uproot kalayim wherever necessary. So the Mishnah mentions a whole bunch of things that are malachas, things that you would have thought for sure you're not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, and the Mishnah says that these things you are allowed to do. Why? What do these things have in common? They're all tzarchei harabim. And that's one of the five exceptions to the rule. That in the event that what you're doing is letzayrach harabim, so then the halacha is, you'd be allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara now is going to explain everything just mentioned, and we're going to begin with the first example that the Mishnah gave of tzarchei harabim. And that is, umesaknin es kilkulei hamayim shebrishus harabim v'choyte denoysan. So again, the visual is, there's this very large cistern, it's like a bar, it's a ditch, there's water there, the bnei rishus harabim used to drink from this water, and right now, there's something wrong with it. What happened? Either the actual cistern was broken, or there's rocks and pebbles and dirt inside. Regardless, something needs to be fixed. Says the Mishnah, if you have to fix the actual kilkul, you could do that. And v'chaytet denoysen, if you'd have to clean it, you could do that as well. Says the Gemara, adiyuk chatita in chafir olay. It sounds like from the Mishnah that what you're allowed to do is, you're allowed to fix a pre-existing kilkul b'rishus harabim. However, let's say you want to dig up a new kilkul. Let's say you want to create one. It sounds like that you would not be able to do. So chatita in chafir aloi.
And this diyuk is going to escort us through the first portion of the daf. So, critical diyuk. Chatita in, to go clean and fix what you already have, that you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, but to create something, chafira, to go dig, that's not something you would be allowed to do. Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Yochanan. So Rav Yaakov said in the name of the great Rav Yochanan, Lo Yishanu, the only time this is true is Elisha Ina Rabban Srichlam. If the Rabban physically didn't need it, Avo Rabban Srichlam, but if the Rabban needed it, Afilu chafira mutter, then you'd even be allowed to dig, even chafira would be okay. In other words, Rabbi Yaakov said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that in the Mishnah it's meduyik chatita in chafir olay. Must be the Mishnah is talking where the rabbim don't necessarily need it. Because if the rabbim needed it, you'd be allowed to do chafir. Now, the question is, if the rabbim don't need it, then it's not tzarchei rabbim. Why are you allowed to do it? So the teretz is, it's because even if the rabbim don't physically need it right now, but it belongs to the rabbim. It's a gehetz of the rabbim. And that's in and of itself enough of a reason for it to be considered tzarchei rabbim on some level. And therefore, you'd be allowed to go fix it on Yontif. But the point is that if the rabbim physically needs it, it's a real tzarchei rabbim, then you could even do chafira. And this is matim with the last gemara that we saw in yesterday's daf. And that is that when it comes to tzarchei rabbim, even tirchei yaseira is going to be mutter. So again, Rabbi Yochanan made a very important diyuk in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, said Rabbi Yochanan, it's talking about where the rabbim don't need it. But in the event that the rabbim needed, that even chafira is going to be a mutter. Says the Gemara, is that true? In the event that the rabbim needs it, isn't in fact mutter to go and to even do chafira? But we learned in the Braisa, you're allowed to be chaytet, you're allowed to clean a bar, shiach, and a ma'ara if it belongs to the yachid. And certainly you're allowed to do it if it belongs to the rabbim. However, the ain chayfrin, but you're not allowed to be chayfer by reshichen u'ma'aris, and you're certainly not allowed to be chayfer by reshichen u'ma'aris of a yachid. So what do you see? You see that chaytetin, but in chayfrin. And in the Brice it's clear. It doesn't matter if it's of a yachid, if it's a rabbin. Even if it's a rabbin, you can't be chayfer. Says the Gemara, my lab is a rabbin, srichlem. Presumably, this price is talking even in a case where the rabbin needs it. So you see, not like Rabbi Yochanan, that even if the rabbin needs it, still you're not allowed to do chafir. The Gemara says, loy, b'she'in rabbin, srichlem. Maybe the price is talking about where the rabbin didn't need it. If the rabbin didn't need it, then it's true. You could be chaytet, you can't be chayfer, like the Mishnah said. Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush was that if the rabbin needs it, you could even be chayfer. It's not contradicted by the Braisa, because this that the Braisa says you can't be chayfer is talking about when the rabbin did not need it. But the Gemara says, now, if that's the case, the kavasa gabi yochid she'en yochid tzarech lehem. Meaning, if you're making it on Kimta in this Braisa, that the Braisa is talking about where the rabbin don't need it, and therefore you can't be chayfer. Because if the rabbin needed it, Rabbi Yochanan said you would be able to be chayfer. Okay, so the part of the Braisa that's talking about the rabbin is talking about where the rabbin don't need it. Which means, you have to be consistent. The part of the Braisa that's talking about the yachid is also talking about where the yachid don't need it. Okay, what did the Braisa say regarding the yachid? The yachid, like the rabbin, could be chaytet, but can't be chayfer. In other words, this is what we need to focus on. Even if the yachid doesn't need the bar, if he has such a bar, he's allowed to be chaytet. Says the Gemara, is that true? Chatita mishari, in such a case, v'tanyo. We learned in the second braisa, boiros shichenu ma'arish al yachid. If you have a boiros shichenu ma'arish from a yachid, you're allowed to gather water inside of it, avoloi chaytetin. You're not allowed to be chaytet. V'loi shofen esit keyem. You're not allowed to fix the cracks. Vishal rabbin, if it belongs to a rabbin, chaytet an oisam, you're allowed to clean it, v'shofen esit keyem, and you are allowed to fix the cracks. Now, what do you see from here? You see that you're not allowed to be chaytet by reshichinu ma'aris of a yachid. Now, l'chura, how could you say that? The previous braisa said you could be chaytet the boyer shiach and ma'ar of a yachid. Must be the chilek is. The previous braisa is talking about where the yachid needed it. This second braisa that says you're not allowed to do it is talking about where the yachid didn't need it. But the point is, it's clear that the first braisa is where the yachid needs it. That's why you're allowed to be chaytet. If the yachid part of the first price is talking about where the yachid needs it, then the rabbin part of the first price has to be talking about where the rabbin needs it. And what does the braisa say regarding the rabbin? It says, chaytetin avoloi chayfrim. So it's hadra kushe leduchte on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that if the rabbin needs it, you're even allowed to be chayfer. The Braisa says, chaytetin avoloi chayfrim when it comes to a rabbin. And don't tell me that the Braisa is talking about where the rabbin doesn't need it, because the Braisa also says that the yachid could be chaytet, and we know there's another Braisa that says the yachid can't be chaytet, must be. The other Braisa is talking about what the yachid doesn't need it. This Braisa is talking about what the yachid does need it. And if the yachid needs it, then the rabbin also needs it, right? It's the same case. The Braisa is not differentiating with anything other than the fact, are we talking about a yachid, or are we talking about a brisa, a rabbim? But the bottom line is that clearly then the brisa is talking about where the rabbim needs it, and still it says, avaloi chayfrim, it's a kashmir of yachidon, but the Gemara says like this, the elamai, b'shayachid tzarech lehem, so you're going to tell me that the first brisa is talking about where the yachid needs it, the kavasa gabi rabbim, b'shayrabim tzarech lehem, where the rabbim needs it, which the Gemara is saying is then going to be a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. But the Gemara says that forget about Rabbi Yochanan for a second. I have another problem, because we actually have another brisa which says really what Rabbi Yochanan said. And even if you want to frag up Rabbi Yochanan from the brisa, Rabbi Yochanan was an Amira, so sometimes you could say the Amira maybe didn't know the brisa, and we're going to knock out the sheet of an Amira based on a brisa. But here we're going to end up with a bigger problem, because I actually have another brisa, a third brisa that discusses this. The brisa essentially says what Rabbi Yochanan says. So if our cheshbon in the first brisa is right, we're going to have a problem not just from something Rabbi Yochanan said, but from another brisa. And that is Chafira Miyasir. Is that true? Chafira is going to be Yasir. Tanya, we learned to the brisa. Bar Shechon Ma'ar Shal Yachid. If you have a bar Shechon Ma'ar of a Yachid, Koinsen Mayim Lutoicha. You're allowed to put Mayim inside of it. Vechoite to Noisam, you're allowed to be choite. Avaloi Shofen as Sitkeim. So there's a change in the Gersa here. The Ktuke Seifrim says not Avaloi Shofen as Sitkeim, but rather Veshofen as Sitkeim. Skip the next three words. Veloi Sodin Oisam Besit, you're not allowed to smear it with lime. Veshal Rabbim, when it comes to a Rabbim, Choifrin Oisam, you are allowed to be Choifer. Vesodin Oisam Besit, and you're allowed to smear it with Sit. Now here I have a Mefurisha Braisa that says you could be Choifer by Rashichan Amaris. The first Braisa said you can't be Choifer by Rashichan Amaris. Must be. The first Braisa is talking about where the Rabbim didn't need it. The third Braisa is talking about where the Rabbim did need it. Essentially, Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. But if you're going to tell me that the first Braisa is talking about where the Yochid needs it, that means it's talking about where the Rabbim needs it. That means that the first Braisa and the third Braisa are going to be Shver. So just to summarize this, because this is not such an easy cheshbon. Basically, the Gemara began with a dig in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that you're allowed to be choitet, a cistern in a Rishos HaRabbim, on Cholamoid, but you can't be choifer. Rav Yaakov said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan commented on this mission, he said the only time this is true that you're not allowed to be chayfer is in the event that the Rabbim don't need it. But if it's a real tzorchei Rabbim, the Rabbim needs it, in that case, it's going to be okay. And the Gemara had a blitz from a Braisa. The Gemara said, I'm a Mefurish a Braisa, not that way. Because the Braisa said that you're allowed to be chaytet, by Rashichon Ma'ariz of a Yochanan and a Rabbim, you can't be chayfer the Boy Rashikhan Amaris of a Yochid and a Rabbim. It says before us, you can't be Chayfer. So Hakru Rabbi Yochanan said, you could be Chayfer, but really what it says is you can't be Chayfer. That was the Gemara's Kasha. In the course of being Miyashiv the Braisa and reconciling it together with Rabbi Yochanan, what emerged is that there were really three Braises, not one, but really three Braises that discussed this issue, and really the three Braises don't shtim. Why? Because the first Braisa is the one that we just mentioned. The Braisa does not make a chiluk between a Yochid and a Rabbim. It says, you're allowed to be Chayfer by Rashichan Maris of a Yachid and a Rabbin, you're not allowed to be Chayfer by Rashichan Maris of a Yachid or a Rabbin. Then the Gemara brought a Braisa that said that you're not allowed to be Chaytate by Rashichan Maris of a Yachid. Then the Gemara brought a Braisa that said you can be Chayfer by Rashichan Maris of a Rabbin. So Braisa 2 and Braisa 3 both contradict Braisa 1 on some level. The first Braisa said you can be Chaytate Yachid Rabbin. Second Braisa says you can't be Chaytet Yochid. It's a contradiction. The first Braisa said you can't be Chayfer Yochid of a Rabbim. This third Braisa said you can be Chayfer of a Rabbim. So Braisa 2 contradicts Braisa 1 from the Yochid perspective. Braisa 3 contradicts Braisa 1 from the Rabbim perspective. And the Gemara said, how are you going to be Miyashiv? Because really the way to be Miyashiv would theoretically be by starting to be Mechalik between Boiris that is a real Tzorich Yontif and Boiris that are not a real Tzorich Yontif. But Mamanavshach, if you're going to tell me that the first Braisa that says you could be Chaytet, the Boir of a Yochid, is talking about where it's a Tzorich, that would explain Braisa 2 that says you can't be Chaytet the Yochid, because you'll tell me that it's talking about where the Yochid doesn't need it. The problem is, you're going to be stuck with Braisa 3. Braisa 3 says that you could be Chayfer, and when could you be Chayfer? The first Braisa is already talking about where it's Tzarech Hamayit, and still it says you can't be Chayfer. And if you're going to tell me that the first Braisa is talking about where it's not Tzarech, so that would answer the Kasha from Braisa 1 to Braisa 3. Braisa 1 that says you can't be Chayfer or Rabbim is talking about where it's not a Tzarech Hamayit. Braisa 3 is talking about where it is a Tzarech Hamayit, but you're going to be stuck with the Kasha from Braisa 2. Because if we're talking about where it's not Tzarech Hamayit, and still it says you could be Chaytet, so what's Braisa 2 talking about where it says that you can't be Chaytet of a Yachid? You can't tell me it's talking about where it's not a tzairich mayin, because the first brayis is talking about where it's a tzairich mayin. In other words, what the Gemara just did in a very long-winded way is said, you can't ask a kasha on a brayis from Rabbi Yochanan before you figure out what the brayis means. And this brayis is more than meets the eye. You know, I know that because it's one of three brayis that discuss the same thing that is really wrapped and entangled in some massive contradiction. So really the first thing we need to do is we need to figure out what this brayis means, and then let's revisit and figure out whether this is really a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. So says the Gemara, as it relates to these three brayis, and really the first brayis, which is the troublemaker, because the first brayis is really what's getting us in trouble with Brisa 2 and with Brisa 3. Says the Gemara, this is the way you read the first Brisa. Teretz Hachi. This is the way you should read it. Chaytetim Bayer Shal Yachid. You're allowed to be Chaytet the Bar of a Yachid. Bishal Yachid Tzarech Lem. We have to add these words when the Yachid needs it. Ve'in Tzarech Lem Bishal Rabbim. And certainly, if you want to be Chaytet the Bar of a Rabbim, you'd be allowed to Bishal Rabbim Tzarech Lem. You know how I know that? Because Tafilu Chafira Mutter. Because even Chafira would be Mutter if it's a Bar of a Rabbim and the Rabbim needs it. Ve'in Chayfim Bar Shichel Mar Shal Rabbim. You know that be Chayfim Bar Shichel Mar Shal Rabbim. Meshe Ein Rabbim Tzarech Lem when the Rabbim doesn't need it. Ein Tzarech Lem Shal Yachid. You certainly can't be Chayfim Bar Shichel Mar of a Yachid if the Yachid doesn't need it. Tichyein Yachid Tzarech Lem, because if the Yachid doesn't need it, Afilu Chatita Nami Yasser. Even Chatita is going to be Yasser. So basically, we did some reconstructive surgery on this first Brisa, and now I call all of a sudden, everything makes perfect sense. Meaning, it's all true. You're allowed to do chafira on a bar of a rabbim if the rabbim needs it. You can't of a yachid. Yachid, you could do chatita if the yachid needs it. And in the event that the rabbim doesn't need it, you could do chatita. If the yachid doesn't need it, you can't even do chatita. Everything stems. But here's the bottom line. Once we edit the braisa the way we did, not only is the first braisa not a kasha on what Rabbi Yaakov said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, in fact, it's very much supported by what Rabbi Yaakov said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So again, the Gemara began with a diak in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that you're allowed to be chaitait the boyrois of a rabbin. Chatita in chafir aloi. Said Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yaakov in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. That's only true if the rabbin doesn't need it. But in the event the rabbin needs it, not only could be chayfer. The Gemara thought we had a kasha from a braisa. But really, after further review, we have a mefurish a braisa like Rabbi Yochanan, braisa number 3, and even braisa number 1, which seemed to contradict Rabbi Yochanan. But really, after the Gemara's edit, not only does it contradict, it actually, it's very, very matem. So again, what's Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush? That when it comes to a bayir of a rabbin, the Mishnah says, chatita in chafir ulay, so if the rabbin doesn't need it. But if the rabbin needs it, then what? Then you could even do chafir. Rav Ashi said as a postscript to this discussion, Masisa Namideika, that really the Mishnah, forget the three braises, the Mishnah is actually meduyik, like Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush. Where did the Mishnah say this? Diktani, the Mishnah said, oisin kol tzarchei rabbin. It says you're allowed to do all the tzarchei rabbin. Now the truth is, if you look carefully at the Mishnah gave a whole bunch of examples of tzarchei rabbin they're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. But within the examples, it mentioned a general principle. Oisin kol tzarchei rabbin. It sounds like, says the Gemara, the word kol, hakol is always l'rabbis. It's coming to add something. It's kol asuye mai. What's coming to be marbil? Lav asuye chafira. It's probably what it's coming to be marbil. What was not mentioned in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah wants to include in the words kol tzarchei rabbin, probably chafira, probably Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush. Gemara says loy lasuy hadatanya. It's coming to include something that the Braisa said. The Braisa said yoytzin lekavitzes hadrochem. You're allowed to go to remove dangerous things from the road, thorns, etc. Lasakinas rechayves vesasterois. You're allowed to fix the roads and the marketplace on Chol HaMoed. V'lomedes hamikvayis. You're allowed to measure the mikvayis. V'chol mikvah shem barbarim. So if you find a mikvah that doesn't have 40 sa, that's the amount of water you have to have in order for it to be a kosher mikvah. Margilin l'toich arbarim sa. You're allowed to fill it up with water. Menanshim liyotzav asakolei l'shkol dam v'shin nishpachu shamal. How do you know that if Beis Din did not take care of business, meaning, let's say they were made aware that there's some quote-unquote barbishos arabims, right, above a camelphane, and they didn't go deal with it, or they were told that there's thorns on the road, and they didn't deal with it. So how do you know that malalei makasa kilo em shafchem? How do you know that if someone ends up getting hurt and damaged, they're going to be achroi, literally the blood of this person is going to be on their hands? But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, that it's not muchach, that when it says in the Mishnah, kol tzarchei rabim, it's l'rabis Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush. Maybe it's coming to be marbu, those things that were mentioned in the Braisa, so the Gemara says it can't be. You know why? Very pashit, because of the Hedik Tani light. These things were already mentioned in the Mishnah. Meaning, the Kol Tzarchei Rabbim in the Mishnah is coming to include something that's not beforeish in the Mishnah. What we just mentioned from the Braisa is really in the Mishnah. It says, Umaskina, Sadrachim, Vasarachoivois, Vasamikvois. Then it also says, Va'isen Kol Tzarchei Rabbim. So, Freit the Gemara, Va'isen Kol Tzarchei Rabbim, Lasuyema. It's coming to be marbis something that's not mentioned in the Mishnah. Must be, Lav Lasuye, Chafira, Shmamina. Obviously, it's coming, Lasuye, Chafira. So, says the Gemara, not only is Rabbi Yochanan not contradicted from a Braisa, There's a Mefurisha Braisa like Rabbi Yochanan. There's another Braisa that really after you edit is Rabbi Yochanan. And it's even Meduyik in the Mishnah. So moving along. The Mishnah said, U'mitzaynin asakfaris. You're allowed to put and erect a matzeva in a place where there's a kever. So today, when we think of a matzeva, so we think more in terms of covered for the mace. We think of hakomas matzeva, the divrei kabbalah that's associated with it. Say nice things about the person that died. But once upon a time, matzeva had a whole different meaning. It had a much more basic and elementary meaning. And much more of a meaning, al derech hapshat. And the reason is because Amal, they didn't have cemeteries the way we have now. And sometimes people would literally be buried on the side of the road. Like Rachel Imenu, she's buried on the side of the road. That was not uncommon. Now, the problem is a kohen is not allowed to get too close to a mace. The reason he can't get too close to a mace is because a kohen's not allowed to be metamal a mace. And Tumas mace is very unique that it's not only metamal if you come in direct contact with the mace, but even if you simply walk over a mace, or even part of a mace, that would be enough for the person to be tamal. So it was very important to make sure that if someone knew there was a field or a street corner or some area that somebody is buried, there had to be a tzion there. There had to be something that would mark the fact that there's a grave here. So like this, Kaihana would know to stay away. Or even Yisrael, who's carrying truma, he has to know to stay away. You're not allowed to be metama truma or kachin. Kachin, kalim, you can take anywhere in Yerushalayim. So what if there's a caver somewhere? Now, you're not supposed to bury people in Yerushalayim. But the point is, all these things were necessary. You had to know where people were buried simply to prevent this type of situation. So says the Mishnah, U'metzayin es ha'kfaris. To go be metzayin the kfaris is something that's very critical. It's a tzorchei rabbi. Right, it's negay all the kaihanim or all the people that have truma. It's not only negay or yachid. It's negay the rabbin. So you can go clap matzevis. You're allowed to do something like this, even on cholomoy. Says the gemara. Amar Rab Shimon ben Pazi. Rab Shimon ben Pazi said, "Remez l'tzion kfaros min ha-Torah minayin." Where is there a remez in the Torah that you have to do hakamas matzeva? And the way Tosis explains this, Tosis seems to say that what we're saying is there's a mitzvah d'iraisa or a chiyuv d'iraisa to erect a matzeva. It's not stam a thing. This is something that you have to do. So Rav Shimon ben Pazi said, what's the makar? Now Rav Shimon ben Pazi is going to tell us a makar, but as we'll see, it's going to be one of nine makaris. In fact, the Gemara, literally onto Amid Beis, is going to be discussing what the makar is for a matzeva. Said Rav Shimon ben Pazi, now I know Tamaloy Matz learned out from a pasuk in Yecheskel. Yecheskel Lamites. So Yecheskel had a nevuah, and in his nevuah, he saw Melchemes Goig u'Magoig. And he saw how Goig, who's the king of Magog, his army is defeated, and there's a bunch of chalolim, they're dead soldiers, all over the place. And the pasuk says, Hashem tells Yecheskel, Ure'ei etzem adam, when you see the etzem of a person, ubona etzlei tzion, you should go and you should erect a matzeva. Also, you see from here that there's an inyan to make a matzeva. Oh, Ravina Ravashi, Ravina told Ravashi, Hamikami deleisi Yecheskel man amro. You're telling me that there's a mitzvah deiraisa, there's a chiyav deiraisa to make a matzeva. What's the makar? A pasuk in Yecheskel. Yecheskel lived at the time of Churban Bayis Rishon, and he lived during Galus Bavel. So how could the makar to a mitzvah day raisa be in a pasuk in Yecheskel? It would seem to suggest that before Yecheskel came, no one knew about it. If it's a day raisa, we should have had to have known about it. Can't be this is the makar. There must be a previous makar. Because otherwise, how is it possible that the makar to a deiraisa is in Yecheskel? So he told him back, Rav Ashi did Ravino, litamech, according to you. Let me ask you another question related to another halacha that we learn from a pasuk in Yecheskel. Hadam Rav Chiz. Rav Chiz said, Davaz amitayris Moshe Rabbeinu Lelaman. The following halacha we don't know from Teiras Moshe. Meaning it's not in Bereshish Shmois, Vayikra Bamidbar Dvar. Rather, midivre Yecheskel ben Buzi Lamanu. We know from a pasuk in Yecheskel. It says, Kol ben Nechar. Erelev, Erobasa, La Yave on Mikdashi. So an Erelev is someone that went away from the Yiddish Aveg. An Erobasir is someone that physically doesn't have Bris Milo. The halacha is if he's a Kayan, he's not allowed to do the Avoida. It's learned out from a pasuk in Yecheskel. Very important halacha. That someone that's a mummer or someone that doesn't have Bris Milo is not allowed to do Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. Fait. If it's a pasuk in Yecheskel, had we know about this before Yecheskel came around, must be there was always a tradition. There was a Messiah, it was always Allah l'moishe misinav. All Yecheskel did was, is he gave it a pasuk. He gave it an asmachta, but really the actual halacha is learned out not from Yecheskel, it's learned out from tradition. As it relates to this idea that there's an obligation to erect a matzeva, it's something that we know from tradition, it's something that's halacha l'moishe misinav. Also Yecheskel v'asmachakron, Yecheskel just came
And he had put a pasuk to this halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So this is the first makar. The first makar, how you know that there's an obligation, remez letzion kvaros min ha-Torah, it's learned out from the chemes goig u'magoig, the aftermath, v'ra etzem adam uvana etz loitzin. Rabbi Vol said it's learned out from the parasha of the mitzayra. It says that after somebody becomes a mitzayra, v'tomei tomei yikra, you should declare this person as being tameh. So Rav Avol said a geshmak yudrasha. It's a double lashon. V'tameh tameh yikra. You know what we learn? Tumah kaira loy v'ymeres loy praish. The tumah should call out and say this tumah over here. In other words, when there's a mace, you have to put something that says that there's a mace over there. That's the makar to the matzah. V'chen omer Rabbi Zil, bar b'rei de Rabbi Zil, Rabbi. Rabbi Zil, who was an enochel of Rabbi Zil, Rabbi said the same shot. Tumah kaira loy v'ymeres loy praish. Is that what v'tameh tameh yikra comes to teach me? We need it for the following price. So v'tameh tameh yikra tzarech leidia tzari the Rabbi. We learn from here that if a person is Rachmana Litzlan not well, he has an obligation to notify people that he's not well. Why? So that the Rabbi Mevakshin all of Rachamim. It's like this people will be able to daven for him. V'tameh tameh yikra, the Mitzayra is not well. He was told that he's a Mitzayra. So he's supposed to tell people. It's like this people will help him. People will daven for him. And that's what v'tameh tameh yikra teaches me. So how could you tell me this is the Makar to the Matzeva? Don't we need this pasuk to teach me this other halacha that Tzorech lo'idia tzare l'rabim? So the Gemara says, true. We use this pasuk to teach us both halachas. Because if all the pasuk was coming to teach me was that a person has to be ma'idia tzare l'rabim, lichtoi v'tame yikra. My v'tame tame, it's a double lashon, shami minatarti, must be it's coming to teach me two halachas. Abaye amame hachabaye said a different makar. Third makar. How you know that tzion kfaris is minatayra. V'lifnei iver loisite mechshol. Abaye said, I don't need a special pasuk regarding matzevis. There's a general principle that you can't put a stumbling block in the way of an iver. So if you're not going to tell people that there's a mace here, what's going to happen? Someone that's a kohen is going to end up walking over it. He's going to stumble. He's going to become dumb. So v'lifnei iver leisitei michshol. This is what teaches us this halacha. Rapapa mehacha. Rapapa learned it from another pasuk. He learned it from a pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Nun Zayin. V'omar soilu soilu panu derech. Soilu soilu panu derech. Clear the road. This pasuk sounds familiar. This is the Haftorah on Yom Kippur. Soilu soilu panu derech. And that's what it's coming to say. Rav Chinin Amar. It's from the safe of that pasuk. Harimu michshol miderech ami. Same idea. You have to get rid of all michshol. Rav Shur Breder Rav Idi Amar. It says vahidat. Pashin means the derech Hashem. But vahidatam lahem, you have to notify them about the derech. Meaning clear out the roads like this people will be able to walk where they're allowed to walk. Marzitra amame hacham. Mazutra said from the following pasuk, vihizartem es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam. You have to separate people from tumah. You have to make gedarim. You have to make sure that someone is not going to come too close to a place of tumah in the event he's not allowed to. Rav Ashin yomar, ushmartem es mishmarti. Asum mishmeres l'mishmarti. You have to make boundaries. You have to make gedarim. And this is a gather. A kohen is not going to get too close to a mace. So this is a gather to make sure he's not going to get too close. Ravina ama mehacha. Ravina learned from the following pasuk. A pasuk in Tehillim. It says, Ivayach toide yichab denani, v'som derech arenu b'yesha elokim. V'som derech, someone that clears the way, or he makes a simon to know where people are allowed to go, arenu b'yesha elokim, he's going to merit a Yeshua. But this is a makar, that you have to make sure that the roads are in a way where people are going to know where they're allowed to walk. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, on that note, we have a Dvar HaGadol. Shua ben Levi said, kolasham orchoysa. If somebody, he assesses his ways, what does that mean? So Rashi says he makes, like, back of the envelope cheshbonos. He sits down. Person has a temptation to do an avera. So before he does the avera, he cheshbons. He says, let me see, what am I going to gain by doing the avera? What am I going to lose if I don't do the avera? He does a cost-benefit analysis, and that's the way he lives his life when it comes to ruchnias. So Hashem or Chosef, someone that makes these shumois, he makes these assessments. Zoyche v'roya b'yeshuasi shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's going to have a Yeshua. Shenemar, v'som derech, Arenu b'yesha alikim, said Rabbi Shua ben Levi, al tikri v'som, ela v'sham. V'sham derech, arenu b'yesha alikim. Sham is miloshin shuma. He gives something a price tag. He puts a value on something. You put a value on a mitzvah, you put a value on an avera, and then you go from there. It sounds like just
living your life that way, that in and of itself is something that brings Yeshuas. Zachti Gemara, Rabbi Yani Havalei Ahu Talmido. Rabbi Yani had a Talmud. Chol Yoyma Hava Machshile. So every time Rabbi Yani would give a shir, after he finished giving shir, this Talmud would always ask him kashas. And it sounds like he used to ask him good kashas. Shabbat the Riglo. But then, when it was the Shabbos of the Regel, and there was a big oilam, and there were a lot of people listening, Lehavi Machshile. This Talmud, he wouldn't ask any kashas. And Rabbi Yani understood why he didn't do that. Rabbi Yani realized that he didn't want to embarrass him. Meaning, this Talmud used to ask good. And sometimes Rabbi Yani didn't know what to answer, and he was a shtickle embarrassed. So Rabbi Yani appreciated the sensitivity of the Talmud, and the fact that when there was a rabbim there, he was a little bit more sensitive to the questions that he brought up. So Kari Oleh, Rabbi Yani said on this Talmud, V'som derech arenu b'yesha elikin. And again, not v'som, but v'sham, the way Rabbi Shua Levi Darshan said, I appreciate the fact that you're making shumois, you're calculating, you're looking at the audience, you're looking at the situation. Is this an appropriate time to ask this kasha? Is it not appropriate time to ask this kasha? Either way, that's this concept. So the Gemara now, from here until the end of the Amid, is where Mayit Katan meets, sounds a little intimidating, Aholus. So on Daf Gimel we had where Mayit Katan meets Shvius. Now we have where Mayit Katan meets Aholus. But we know the basic concept of Aholus. We've been learning this the last several lines. And that is that not all Tuma was created equally. The most chumer form of Tuma is a mace. A mace is unique that it's not only metama if someone comes in direct contact with the mace, but it's even metama ba'oil. What does ba'oil mean? So it means if the mace goes on top of a person, if a person goes on top of the mace, or the most common cases is where someone is in the same room, is in the same oil together with a mace. So if a person and a mace are under the same roof, the halach is the person comes tame, he becomes tame tumas oil. So with that little backdrop, says the Gemara, my cotton daf heyo midbeis, Tanu Rabbanon, in mitzainen, you don't have to make a tzion. Meaning, you don't have to make a matzeva. Loyal kizayis ben amaze. If there's a kizayis of a maize berry, v'loyal etzim kisayir. If you have a bone the size of a barley, v'loyal davish in a metama boil. Or on any part of a maize that's not metama boil. So a maize is metama boil, but doesn't have to be the whole maize. Even parts of a maize are metama boil. But here's the punchline: it's possible to have a part of a maize that's not metama boil, but it is metam. So that even though a mace is metama ba'oil, but not every mace is metama ba'oil. If you have an entire mace, the whole corpse, it's for sure going to be metama ba'oil. But let's say you have part of a mace. So it's possible that it'll be metama ba'oil. It's possible it won't be metama ba'oil. It's also possible that it'll be metama b'magu b'masa. It'll be metama if you come in direct contact with it, but it won't be metama ba'oil. So what this Bryce is saying is that we have a halacha, a deraisa like we saw in Amar Alf, 9 makairis, no less, that teach us that you have to make a tzion for a mace. If there's someone buried in the ground, you have to literally put him on save. It's like, these people are going to know to stay away. However, the only time you have to do that is if you have enough of a mace that's actually metama ba'oil. But if you have a mace, but not enough of it for it to be metama ba'oil, there's no such halacha. That's what the Bryce has just said. If you have the spine of the mace, then you do have to put a tzion. Valaku goilas, or the skull. Al roiv binyan, or if you have the majority of the mace. Val roiv minyan, or you have most of the bones of the mace. And the reason is because all those things are metama boil. And because they're metama boil, therefore you would have to put a tzion. The emet sign in alavadois. You don't have to put a matzeva if you know for sure people are buried there. So for example, you don't have to walk into a base like kfaris and start putting the matzevas if there are people buried there that don't have matzevas. Al matzain in alas vekas. Where then do you put a matzeva? You put a matzeva there was a suffix. Why? Because if everyone knows you're not allowed to walk there, so you don't have to do anything. The point of the matzeva is that people are not going to walk where they otherwise would have walked. But in the event that no one's going to walk there anyways, so in that case, you don't have to worry about it. Where there's a suffix, and now there's a concern that maybe a kohen's going to walk there, or someone holding truma is going to walk there, that's where you have to put this matzeva. The following are examples of matzevas. The Gemara is going to explain. You shouldn't put the tzion in the tumah, right? So let's say there's a field that has tumah, and the tumah is on the outskirts of the field. Don't put the tzion in the middle of the field, because then you're going to be a day late and a dollar short. Right? By the time you see the matzeva, oops, now you're already stuck. Now you're already tummy. Additionally, because otherwise you're going to be mafsa tahiris. Also, don't put it too far away, because you don't want to, on the one hand, be machmer and say, you know, there's a mace there, so I'm going to put 500 feet away, I'm going to put a big sign that says there's tum over there. No, you're wasting 500 feet of good space in Eretz Yisrael. There's no reason to do that. So you just have to be smart about it. You want to put it in a place where the kohen's going to chat, but at the same time, balance it with not wasting too much area, because pashut, it's a shod, shalei lehafzid es Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara now is going to dissect this braisa. So the braisa began and said, a rule. The rule is that the only time you put a matzeva is if there's a mace, but not just a mace. A mace that would be metama ba'oil. And the braisa gave examples. Ein mitzayinen loyal kizayis min hameis, v'loyal etzem kisayra. Assuming that these things are not metama ba'oil. Avu mitzayinen ala shedra v'ala gulgoyles, al roiv binyan v'al roiv minyan. Why? Because those things are metama ba'oil. So the braisa said that a kizayis min hameis is not metama ba'oil. Freit mark kizayis mace ain't metama ba'oil. Is that true? V'tanya relun to the braisa. Elu shem metama ba'oil. It's not a braisa, it's a mishnah, by the way. The following are metama ba'oil. Kizayis min hameis. It says kizayis min hameis is metama ba'oil. So if kizayis min hameis is metama ba'oil, why are you not putting a tzion on kizayis min hameis? Amar Rapapa, Rapapa said, hocha b'kizayis mitzumtzum askina. We're talking about a kizayis mitzumtzum, meaning the kizayis min hameis that's buried in this field was an exact kizayis. The soif michser chaser, which means basar of a mace decomposes. So in a very, very short period of time, it's not going to be a kizayis anymore. So what would be the tzad to put the tzion? When you buried it, it was a kizayis. What would be the tzad not to? I don't know. In a very short period of time, there won't be a kizayis anymore. The braisa says, you know what you do? You don't put it. And here's the svara. Because mutav. Yisrufu olav truma v'kotcham v'fishah v'yisrufu olav la'olam. Because once you put a matzeva, the matzeva is going to be there forever. Forever doesn't belong there. And you know what's going to be there forever? Forever, you're going to have number one, Kohen Gadol can be able to walk there. But even more, what happens if a kohen does walk there holding truma? He's going to think the truma is tameh. And he's going to end up burning the truma. And really, you're not supposed to burn the truma. Right? Burning truma comes with an invoice. You're not... It's not a hefkervelt. That's why Suffolk truma is treated very differently than other sveikas. Because on the one hand, Suffolk truma, yeah, you don't want to eat it. But then again, if it's not truma, you don't want to burn it either. So therefore we say that, being that we know in a short period of time, it's not going to be a kizayis anymore. So don't put a tzion over there. Even though right now it's metama boil, but don't put a tzion there. Maybe someone's going to get messed up. Yeah, there's a short window of time where somebody might get messed up. But if you do put the tzion there, there's actually a longer window of time where somebody might get messed up. And therefore, that's the machri of Eloi Nasfekis. The Braisa then said that you only put if there's a safik, you don't put if there's a vade. So what's an example of a safik? Schachos uprois. Okay, what are those things? Schachos ilan amesach ala aretz. So this is a tree that is protruding into a Rishus HaRabim. There's a bunch of branches, and underneath one of the branches, there's a mace. And we don't know which one it's underneath. So every one of these branches, or the area underneath every one of these branches, is really an area where there's Safik Tumah. You don't know which one it is. So that's an example of Safik Tumah. What's Prois? Avonim Prois HaYoytzim HaGeder. Very similar concept. Where you have stones that are protruding out of a wall, where you know underneath one of the stones there's a mace, you just don't know underneath which one it is. And as a result, the halacha is that this whole area is considered a suffix. Beis HaPras, what's a Beis HaPras? That's a Mishnah. If somebody plows a kever, so you had a field and there was somebody buried there, and then a plow went over it. The entire field becomes a Beis HaPras. The whole field becomes troubling because we're afraid that maybe fragments of this mace, that's why it's called a beis hapras. A pras is always a fragment, right? A prusa of lechem is a piece of bread. It's always a fragment. So we're afraid that it might be somewhere in the field. And it's for that reason, you can't walk anywhere in the field. A kohen can. V'kamu oisa, how far? Meloi mana. The length of one furrow, right? Because it's a plow. So what does a plow do? Meya amma. 100 ammas. So these are all areas where there's suffix. And therefore, if there's a schachais or a price, or there's a beis hapras, what do you need to do? What you need to do is you would have to go and you would have to erect this tzion. We're going to stop here. Not because the sugya ended, but only because we have a lot of rate to get to. So just exhale. So going back to the end of yesterday's daf, and really today's read bite is Be'inyan Isser Melacha B'chol HaMoed Part 2. So if yesterday was Part 1, just setting the stage a little bit, today is Part 2. So again, the topic of the beginning of Masechtas Moed Katan is the Isser Melacha on Chol HaMoed. You're not allowed to do Melacha on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do Melacha on Yontif. You're also not allowed to do Melacha on Chol HaMoed. Stating that, as we've seen, the Isser to do Melacha on Chol HaMoed is very different than the Isser Melacha on Shabbos and the Isser Melacha on Yontif. Shabbos, you can't do any Melacha. Yontif, you can't do any malacha with the exception of oichel nefesh. But any malacha that you can't do, you can never do. Chol HaMoed,
you can't do malacha, but even the malachas that you can't do, sometimes you could do. We've seen already, if it's a davar aved, we've seen that if it's a tzarech mayed, today's daf spoke about tzarechei rabbim, so there are times where you are allowed to do malacha. So it's this interesting hybrid, where on the one end there's an issa malacha, but at the same time there are exceptions to the rule, there are times that you're allowed to do malacha. And we mentioned yesterday that really the makar to the iser melacha on chol hamoed is not in Masechtas Moed Katan, but rather it's in Masechtas Chagiga. It's a Gemara Masechtas Chagiga daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there brings three brises, and if you tally it up, five drashos, five mekayros to the fact that there's an iser melacha on chol hamoed. Now at the end of the third brisa, which is at the end of the fifth drasha, the Gemara said that within one of the drashas is also a makar to this idea that even though you're not allowed to do malacha on chol hamoed, but at the same time, sometimes you are allowed to do malacha. And the Gemara mentions the epic phrase, and that is, holei masran hakasav elo lechacham. When it comes to issa malacha on chol hamoed, the Torah gave over the rights to the chachamim. Loi malacha eza yoyim asir ve'eza yoyim mutter, eza malacha asura ve'eza malacha mutteres. And that's the halacha as we know it. So Chazal sat, and they strategized, and they figured out, and they convened, nimnu v'gamru, and they said, you can't do malacha, azayvi, it's mavur in chagiga yud chesam and aleph, but we were told that we have the right to say, eza malacha asurav, eza malacha muteres, eza yoy masav, eza yoy muter, and they came up with the five exceptions to the rule, what's known as the first part of Masechtas Mayaka. Toysus, Masechtas Chagiga, daf yud chesam and aleph, said, l'chayra mashma. It would seem from these Gemaras that the issa malacha and chal hamoed is an issa day raisa. Why is a mashma that way? Three brises, five drushes. The whole sprach of Chagiga Yud Ches Amud Aleph screams, V'tomei Tomei Yikra, it shries out that we're dealing over here with Yisurei Deiraisa. And that's what Tosfos says. L'chayre mashma, we're dealing with Nisa Deiraisa. And Tosfos says, I have another Gemara that's mashma that way, Ma'ikot Yud Aleph Amud Beis, coming up shortly. But Tosfos said, V'kosh L'Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam had a very hard time really coming to terms with this. He said, because the Imkain, if that's the case, Dover Ha'aved, V'kama Melachis Desharinon, Heichim Mishteru. All these malachas that you're allowed to do, how are they mutter? And then Tosfos says, "V'chi hecha matzino, where do you find iser dairaisa? An iser dairaisa de miktsasai aser u'miktsasai mutter. There's no such thing. You don't find anywhere that something's aser midairaisa, but yet sometimes it's going to be mutter. Basa v'chalav is aser midairaisa. There's no day on the calendar. Oh, today I can eat basa v'chalav. Chazer. A yid's not allowed to eat chazer. There's no such thing that if it's a dover ave, but makam hefsin, and you're traveling, and you're starving, and you haven't eaten a piece of meat in 3 days, so you chaz v'chalav. You can't even say words like that out of your mouth. There's no such mitzias anywhere where you have something that's aser, but at the same time, sometimes maser nakasav v'chacham, and that it's going to be mutter. So Rabbeinu Tam said, I just don't understand. I can't come to terms with it. So after a long tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam says, kach nira, I think that even though from the Gemara l'chayra mashma that the issa malacha chol hamoed is an issa deraisa, really all it is an issa derabbanan. And the truth is, Rabbeinu Tam is not the only one of the Rishonim that says this. But yesterday we mentioned that the Bir Halacha, right in the beginning of Hilchas Chol Hamoed, right in the beginning of Siman Tov Kuf Lamed, he brings a whole list of Rishonim that say exactly what Rabbeinu Tam said, and that is that even though l'chayra mashma from the Gemara that the issa malacha chol hamoed is an issa deraisa, really all it is an issa derabbanan. And then the Bir Halacha brought a list, a shorter list, a much shorter list, that really the issa malacha is an issa deraisa, and the Bir Halacha comes out lemaisa that even though from the Shulchan Aruch I have rayas that he seemed to paskin like Rabbeinu Tam and those Rishonim, the majority of the Rishonim that hold the issa malacha chol hamoed is an issa derabbanan. However, he suspects that maybe the Beis Yosef wasn't aware of all the Rishonim. They just didn't have access to the Rishonim that we have access today. And maybe had he known all these Rishonim that hold its deraisa, he would have been machmer. And therefore, the Chafetz Chaim paskins in Bir Halacha ein lemaher lahakel. If it comes a shayla of Suffolk, for example, a place where you would be noita lahachmer if it was an issa deraisa, but you'd be noita lahakel if it's an issa derabanan. Paskins the Chafetz Chaim ein lemaher lahakel. Don't run to be mekel. Ki'im l'tzayrich gadol. Tzayrich gadol for sure. But ki'im l'tzayrich gadol, this is not something that you should run to be mekel. So this is the backdrop to the discussion in the Rishonim, whether the issa malacha on chol hamoed is an issa deraisa, or whether the issa malacha on chol hamoed is an issa derabbanan. But the topic of today's raid bite is going to be that loy mi baya, according to the Rishonim, that the issa malacha chol hamoed is an issa derabbanan.
But even according to the Rishonim, that the Issa Melach and Chol HaMoed is an Issa Dei Raisa, as we're going to see, the Issa Melach and Chol HaMoed is Choluk Be'ikr HaYesoid from the Issa Melach and Shabbos and the Issa Melach and Yantif. So that even Noniach, the Shitas HaRishonim, that the Bir Halacha says you have to be Chayish for LeHalacha, that the Issa to do Melach and Chol HaMoed is an Issa Dei Raisa, so you would think that when the Isser Melacha is applicable, it's literally like Shabbos and Yontif. There's an Isser Dei Raisa to do Melacha on Shabbos and Yontif. So there's an Isser Dei Raisa to do Melacha on Chol HaMoed. But as we're going to see, that's not the case. And that even though it's true, it's also to do Melacha on Chol HaMoed, Midday Raisa, just like it is Shabbos and Yontif. But in terms of the Havana, in terms of understanding why the Torah said you can't do Melacha on Shabbos and Yontif, and why the Torah said you can't do Melacha on Chol HaMoed, two dinim legamri. It's Choluk Beikar HaYesoid mit Nafkaminis. And really, the raid that we're going to discuss is based primarily on Torah from Rabbi Tzalul Zolti in his Mishnah Siyavitz, and this is in Eruch Chaim Simi Mem Dalid, and it's based on Torah from Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Hagoyin Rabbi Asher David Meishlita, in his Sefer Shiras Nasin. This is his Sefer Amoyed Katin in Simin Beis. And really, it begins with the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam in Hilchis Shvisas Yontif, so that's the Rambam's Hilchis Yontif, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, he discusses the halacha of doing Melach and Chol HaMoed. Says the Rambam, Choylo Shel Moed, Af Al Pishol Einemer by Shabbosin, even though it doesn't say Shabbosin regarding Chol HaMoed, but Hoyol V'Nikra Mikra Kodesh, I mean, it doesn't say anywhere you're not allowed to do Melach. If it would say Shabbosin, if it would say you have to rest, we wouldn't need three Brises, five Mekoyrus, and the L'chay Ramashma of Toysfus. It would be obvious, it would be very straightforward. So it says the Rambam, doesn't say anywhere Mefurish, you're not allowed to do Melach and Chol HaMoed, right? That's clear, it doesn't say Mefurish. Drushes are Dairaisa, which is why the Rishonim that hold this are Dairaisa, but Mufurish it's not. But says the Rambam, but being that the Torah referred to it as Mikra Kodesh, number one. Number two, Varehu's Man Chagiga B'Mikdash. Chol HaMoed was also a time that the Yontif Karbonis were brought in the Beis HaMikdash. It's for that reason, Aser B'Malacha. You're not allowed to do Malacha. Kidei, says the Rambam, why? Shaloyir Kishar Yimei Achoil, Sha'im Ben Kedush Takla. Because it's clear that the Torah doesn't want it to be a regular weekday. Number one, Mikra Kodesh, the Torah referred to it as. Number two, it was the Zman Chagiga. So, even though it doesn't say in the Torah, you're not allowed to do Malacha, but says the Rambam, a regular weekday that it's not going to be, and it's for that reason, no Malacha, says the Rambam. Va'oysa boi Malacha Asura. If somebody does Malacha Chol HaMoed, makin oysoi, makas mardos. He gets Malkus, but not Malkus Arbom, the Malkus Deiraisa. Rather, what he gets is Makas Mardas. Mipnei she isuroi midivrei soifer. Because the Isser says the Rambam is an Isser de Rabbanon. And then the Rambam says, v'loi komalach savoy da asuraboy, kin yontif. Not every malacha is asur, meaning it's not yontif. She soifer inyan bedvarim she nesruboy, kidei shalo yir, ki yom chay, l'chal davar. Because the only reason the Torah said you're not allowed to do malacha is the Torah didn't want it. Or the only reason we say you're not allowed to do chachal amay is because we don't want it to be like a weekday. L'fichach yech malach is asurais, yech malach is mutaris. The malach is you're not allowed to do, and the malach is you're allowed to do. Ve'ilu hein. And then the Rambam presents Mesechtes Moikon. So this is the Rambam. So the Rambam says that Chol HaMoed doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you're not allowed to do malacha, stating that Aser Basias Malacha, you're not allowed to do malacha. And then the Rambam says, well, Oisa by Malacha Asur, if somebody does malacha, Makin Oisa Makas Mardos, he gets Makas Mardos, Mipnei Shnei Yisuroi Midivrei Seifen. The Magid Mishnah, in his commentary right here, Alatar on the Rambam says that it's clear from the Lashon of the Rambam that the Rambam held, like Rabbeinu Tam, in Masechtes Chagiga Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, that even though it's Mavur that there's an Issa Melach and Chol HaMoed, and even though the Gemara brought three Braises and five Mekoyres, and L'chayra Mashma, L'shoynei Azov Shal Tosfos, that it's an Issa Deiraisa. Oh, B'zokta Magid Mishnah, it's clear the Rambam didn't hold that way. It's clear the Rambam held like Rabbeinu Tam, who said that all these drushes that the Gemara brings are an Asmachta Ba'alma, and really the Issa is only an Issa. How do I know that? Because that's what the Rambam said. Va'oisa by Malacha Asura, Makin Oisa Makas Mardus. If someone does Malacha on Yontif, he doesn't get Makas Mardus, he gets Malkus Arbam. He gets real Geheira Gamalkus. Makas Mardus, that's the rabbinic form of Makas. And the Rambam even adds words. Couldn't be more mefurish. Mipnei she isura midivrei seifrim. And the Rambam says clearly that the Isser is only in Isser the Rabbanon. So says the Magid Mishnah, and it would seem to be very, very clear that the Rambam Shita is like the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that the Isser is only in Isser the Rabbanon. And the truth is, if you look at the Bir Halacha, when he goes through his tally of Rishonim that hold that the Isser Malach and Chol HaMoed is in Isser Dei Raisa, and he goes through his tally of Rishonim that hold that the Isser Malach and Chol HaMoed is in Isser the Rabbanon, the Rambam puts the Bir Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim, puts the Rambam on the side of the ledger of the Rishonim that hold that the Issa Melacha Chol HaMoed is an Issa Derabbanan. Because it's Mefurish in the Rambam. The Rambam said it Pamayim Bahava. He said, number one, Makanoise Makas Mardus. And number two, the Rambam said, Mipnei. The reason is because She Isurai Midivrei Soy from the whole Issa is an Issa Derabbanan. Stating that, if you look in the Achroinim ask two kashas, two steers in the Rambam. The first kasha is the Michas Chinuch's kasha. Michas Chinuch is a mitzvah shin chav gimel. And the Michas Chinuch asks a kasha and he blives sorachin from another Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchas Chagigo, Nitziat Chazaka, it's Perik Aleph Halacha Yud. The Rambam over there is discussing a sugi mesachtes beya. The halacha is that you're not allowed to bring nedarim u nedavois on yantif. Nedarim u nedavois ain't craven be yantif. It's a chiddush, because really, bringing a carbon, you would think is melech ha-seichel nefesh. So if it's melech ha-seichel nefesh, even though you're not allowed to do melech ha-yantif, you would think you should be able to do it. Kamash melon a whole sugya, that nedarim and nedavos are not craven b'yantif. Stating that, says the Rambam, muta lehakriv b'choyloi shalmoy nedarim and nedavos. Even though you're not allowed to bring nedarim and nedavos on yantif, but on cholamoy you're allowed to bring nedarim and nedavos. Shenemar, says the Rambam, because the pasuk says, eile tasu l'ashem b'moyadechem, levad mi nedreichem v'nidvoiseichem. The pasuk talks about all the carbonos you're supposed to bring on yantif. And then it says, this is in addition to your nedarim and nedavos. Meaning, when you go up to be oiler regel on yantiv, you're going to have a chiv to bring karbanos on yantiv. When you're there and you're bringing the yantiv to get karbanos, you should also be mekayim your nedarim and nedavos. Says the Rama, michlau shekraven beregel. So you see clearly that you're allowed to bring nedarim and nedavos on chalamoy. And the Rambam continues, but this is the Rama. The Rama says, you're allowed to bring nedarim and nedavos on chalamoy. How do I know that? It's a pasuk. Shenemar elu tasel Hashem b'mayadechem. Levad min edreichem min edvoisechem. Frekta mechas chinuch. What would be the hava mean that you shouldn't be able to bring the darman adavas on chalamoy? It's because there's an issa to do malach on chalamoy. If I can't bring the darman adavas on Shabbos, for sure, and even on yantif, where malach ha-seichel nefesh is mutter, because for whatever reason, the darim and the davis are outside of the scope of what's known as a malach ha-seichel nefesh, so it's for that same reason, you would have thought you can't do it on chalamoy. So why can't I do it on Chol HaMoed? V'alsu shteta posik. Shenemar, says the Rambam, Eilu tasu l'Hashem b'moyadeichem, levad min edreichem v'nidvoiseichem. It's freik to mechas chinach. Bishlam, if the Rambam shita would be, that the issa to do malacha Chol HaMoed is an issa de reisa. So it's gevaldik why the Torah needed to tell me that you can bring the darim and the davas on Chol HaMoed. You would have thought you can't. Why? Because it's an issa de reisa. Kamash malam, levad min edreichem v'nidvoiseichem, that you can't. But the Rambam l'shitasoi, in Perik 9, Halacha Aleph, in Hilchas Yontif holds that the Isser to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed is not an Isser Deraisa. But rather, the Isser to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed is an Isser Derabbanan. If it's an Isser Derabbanan, that means Minat Torah, there's no Isser Malacha. So if Minat Torah, there's no Isser Malacha, I have a Pasuk to tell me that I could bring the Darman and Davos on Chol HaMoed? I need the Rabbanan to tell me I could do it. But not a Pasuk, because the Pasuk's talking on the biblical level, and on the biblical level, there's no Isser. So, Freitim Echaschinuch, Tzarichin, it's a Pella. I have a steer in the Rambam. On the one hand, the Rambam Shita is that there's no Isser Malacha on Chalamoid Medei Reisa. And on the other hand, the Rambam Shita is that I need a Pasuk to tell me that Nedarim and Nedavis are craving the Chalamoid. What would be the Havamin and Nedarim and Nedavis shouldn't be craving on Chalamoid? Falsidah, an Isser Malacha. If the Rambam Shita is, there's no Issa Malacha, Midai Raisa on Chol HaMoed, then why do I need a Pasuk to tell me that you can be Makriv Nedarim and Nedavos on Chol HaMoed? That's the first Kasha. In Michas Chinuch's Kasha, in Mitzvah Shin Chav Gimel. The second Kasha is the Keren Oira's Kasha. The Keren Oira is in Mesechtes Mo'ed Katan Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Keren Oira brings the Lashon of the Rambam. He asks a few diktukim in the Rambam, but then he says that the truth is the whole Rambam bothers me. Because he says, if you look at the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, the Rambam's Lashon is, quote, Bo HaKabbalah, Ki Choyloi Shalmoyed Asur Basiyas Malacha. So says the Keren Oira, and we're going to take his word for it. V'ze Yodua, Ki Loshin Kabbalah B'divrei HaRambam. Whenever the Rambam uses the word Kabbalah, Heim Dvarim HaMikubalim L'Moshe Misinai. It means that there's a Kabbalah from Moshe Misinai. It's freak the Keren Oira. And the Rambam in Yad Chazaka said clearly, Makin Oisei Makas Mardus. Why? Because the Isser is Midivrei Seifrim. The Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos used the word Kabbalah, And we have a Kabbalah that whenever the Rambam uses the word Kabbalah, he means it's a Kabbalah from Moshe Mitzrayim. It's a Din Dereisa. So break the Karenoyer Chabastira in Rambam. So really, we have two stiras in the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Zayin Alach Alf that the Itzav Alach Cholam Moed is only in Nisad the Rabban. Michas Chinas Kasha Mitzvah Shin Chav Gimel is from the Rambam Perek Alv Alach Yud and Hilchas Chagiga. But the Rambam needed a pasuk to tell me that the Dharma Nedavas are craving Bchalam Moed. What do I need a pasuk for if there's no Itzav Alach? What would be the Havamin? I shouldn't be able to bring the Dharma Nedavas. I could do any Alach. So why shouldn't I be able to bring a carbon? The Karenoyer is Kasha from the Rambam Pirush Hamishnayis, where the Rambam says that Baha Kabbalah ki chaylo shamoid aser basiyas malacha Kabbalah's mashma. That's the makar. Whenever the Rambam says Kabbalah, always means it's a deraisa. L'chura, how does it shtim with the Rambam in Perek Zayin Alach Aleph? So says the Keren Ora quote, and we have to read this inside because it's that big. Finirin advarim ki ikur tam isa malacha min atayruhu. That really the isa malacha, according to the Rambam, is an isa deraisa, not like the pashtus in the Rambam. Not like the Magid Mishnah understood the Rambam. Not like the Bir Halacha understood the Rambam. But really the Rambam Shita is that it's an Iser Da'iraisa. And the reason it's awesome Da'iraisa is Kedesha Yiyu Mizumanim Fikruim L'Kadesh Achag V'Lismayach B'Mikdash Hashem. The reason the Torah says Yina L'Ardu Malacha is so that a person won't be busy thinking about his work, but rather he'll be mezumin v'kruim. He'll be prepared and ready. L'kadesh achag. To treat the yontif with the kedusha that it deserves. U'lesmoyach b'mikdash Hashem. And to be able to mekayim the mitzvah of simcha. Al-Kain says the Keren Ora, le'nefarit b'toicha eze malacha asura ve'eze mutaris. It's for that reason the Torah never said which is asur and which is mutar. But rather v'nimsar adov l'chachomim. The Torah gave over the rights to the chachomim. Yoidei remizas ha-Torah v'kavanasa. Who know the remizim, the Ramazim of the Torah. The Haim Yoru, they'll tell us, Ezem Alach Asura, the Ezem Muteretz. Val Nakuda Hazois Tosuf Kali Surah Melechas Chalamoy. It's on this Nakuda that all the Isurim of Chalamoy are going to pivot. And really, the whole Mesechtes Moed Chotin, you want to understand, Moed Chotin says the Keren Ora, this is the Vart. She'ein Bahem Isim Mitzad Atzman Shol Yomim. That the Isim Alach HaChalamayit is not because of the day. Ki Einam Kruyim Yontif. Because Chalamayit is Chayil. It's not Yontif. Va'ikir Ha'isir Husa. Then why is it Aser K'day Lehifanois L'Kedusha? It's like this, you'll be panui. You'll have the time to be able to meditate and engage in kedusha. L'kayim mitzvah zachagiga, to be mekayim the mitzvah of chagiga, v'asimcha, and the mitzvah of simcha. So says the Keren Ora. You want to know what the Rambam Shita is? The Rambam Shita is that the Issa Malacha Cholomoyd is an Issa Dairaisa. But the Issa Dairaisa is choluk b'ikra yisoyd from the Issa Malacha on Shabbos, Issa Malacha on Yontif. On Shabbos and Yontif, the reason you're not allowed to do Malacha is because the Kedushas Hayoim is such that it says that you're not allowed to do malacha. Doing malacha on Shabbos is like eating chaser. Today, boyer is the worst thing you can do. It's worse than chaser. Chaser is a chayvi lav and this is a chayvi mises. So it's the most chomer thing. But on Chol HaMoed, you don't have that Kedushas Hayoim. And therefore, the Issa Malacha is not a toitzah of, wow, today is so heilig, how could you do malacha on such a... No. Whatever that means by Shabbos and Yontif does not apply to Chol HaMoed. So why then can't I do Malacha? The reason I can't do Malacha is more because there's certain mitzvahs hayoyim. There's certain mitzvahs and things that a Yid has to do on Chol HaMoed. And because there's certain mitzvahs that a Yid has to do on Chol HaMoed, if you're going to do Malacha, it's going to take away from those mitzvahs. And being that we're afraid that it's going to take away from those mitzvahs, so it's for that reason you're not allowed to do it. So says the Keren Ora, let's revisit the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Chol HaMoed, Afa Pishalei Nemer by Shabbos. Even though it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah Shabbat, doesn't say in the Torah you're not allowed to do Malacha, doesn't say Lo Yisasa Kol Malacha, like it says by Shabbos and it says by Yontif. V'nikra Mikra Kodesh, but Hoyo V'nikra Mikra Kodesh, but because it's a day of Kedusha, it's called Mikra Kodesh. You have to be mezumin and kruyim for Kedusha. You have to be prepared, you have to daven, you have to learn, you have to be v'samachta v'chagecha, right? We're going to learn, Ein Me'arvin Simcha V'simcha. Why am I having simcha b'simcha? Because your personal simcha takes away from the simcha's yontif. There's a concept you have to be locked into the yontif. Not just that. V'harei uzman chagiga b'mikdash. This is a time you have to be in the Beis HaMikdash. You have to bring malach. You have to bring karbonis. It's for that reason. Aser b'asiyas malacha. That's why it's aser b'malacha. Kedai shlo yikisha yimei achol. So says the Rambam, and if someone does malacha, makin oitzei makas mardas. What do you mean? If it's an issa deraisa, so why are you getting makas mardas? You should get malkas the rabbanim. But the Keren Ora is saying is that if the isser is an isser malacha be'etzem, So the reason I can't do malacha is because it says loy sasaka malacha. So doing malacha is eating chazer. So mamela, you're going to get malchus because you just violated something that the Torah said you're not allowed to do. The isra over here is not the malacha. The isra over here is that when you do malacha, it's taking me away from things that I'm supposed to do. The fact that it's taking me away from things I'm supposed to do means that the isra malacha is nitkai isra be'etzim, and that's why there's no malchus. And then the Rambam says, "Mnei isurim medivrei seifrim." So you go, "What do you mean, divrei seifrim? That's for sure the rabbanon." It's not. It's not because the yodei davar. People that are familiar with the Shitas HaRam, and the Ram many times says the words Divrei Seifrim, and the Ram doesn't mean Divrei Seifrim. The Rabbin means Deiraisa. The most obvious one that comes to mind is the Rambam says that if a man marries an Isha, or Isha Niknes, Bekesef, the Rambam says that being that it's learned out from Exeter Shava, Kicha, Kicha, Miste Ephraim, they're only married Midivrei Seifrim. Everybody knows if a man marries a woman with Kesef, that's a Lekatchila, Digger Kedushin, and Avada they marry Midiraisa. But this is based on what the Rambam explains in his Shroshim, and Sefer HaMitzvahs, that sometimes Divrei Seifrim, the Rambam has his own Sprach that he used the very cipher. Says the Karen Arias, partial to me, that's what the Rambam meant. But here's the Yisoid. The Yisoid is the punchline. And that is that there's an Isma Lach and Chalamoid Medei Raisa. According to the Karen Aira and the Shitas HaRambam, and certainly according to other Shitas as well. But the Isma Lach and Chalamoid is fundamentally different than the Isma Lach and Shabbos V'yantiv. This Isma Lach and Shabbos V'yantiv is an Isser Be'etzem. There's a be'etzim digger iser. The iser malacha on chol amoid is not an iser be'etzim. It's not that the Torah doesn't want you doing malacha today. It's not like malacha on this day is just like the worst thing you can do. Fuck it, you could do malacha. If there's a tzairich for it, do it. The reason you're not allowed to do malacha, says the Karen Oira, is because if you're going to do malacha, it's going to take away from your simcha. It's going to take away from your focus. And it's for that reason you're not allowed to do malacha. It says the Karen Oira, if you understand this, you'll understand why sometimes you're allowed to do malacha and sometimes you're not allowed to do malacha. What does the Karen Oira mean? It's so pashit. When are you allowed to do malacha? What's an example? Dover Ovid. Right? If something's a Dover Ovid, there's a hefzid, you're allowed to do malacha. What's pshat? If you're not allowed to do malacha, you're not allowed to do malacha. Now because it's a Dover Ovid, suddenly it's going to be different. The Teretz is pashit. The Teretz is the malacha itself is not the issue. The issue is that when you do malacha, you're suddenly distracted from your Simchas Yontif. If you don't do malacha when it's a davar ha'aveid, not doing malacha is going to distract you much more from your Simchas Yontif than yet doing your malacha. If the issue is an issa be'etzem, so how could you do malacha if it's a davar ha'aveid? But if the whole issa is because it's going to take you away from what you're tzarchei rabim. Tzarchei rabim is detached. The rabim needs it. It's tzarech mayit. It's l'tzarech mayit. It's going to enhance the yontif. It's going to facilitate the yontif. And again, masra kos of the chachamim and their infinite wisdom were able to determine when you apply this rule and when you don't apply this rule. We can't use our das balabais. We rely on the chachamim kadmainim to be able to figure this out. Beruach kacham. But the yisoy the nekuda ashetosav aleha. Kol isurei melechus chalamayit or kol mesektes mayit katan says the kainayir is this idea she'em b'em iser mitzad atzman shal yamim ki enam kruin yantif but the ikra iser who kedei lehifanois lekdusha lekayim mitzvah sachagiga v'asimcha. The truth is that this chiddush of the kainayir is mefurish in the Ritva. The Ritva is mesektes mayit katan. Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. And the Ritva Shita is that the Issa Malacha on Chol HaMoed is also an Issa Dei Raisa. And he says the following, quote, Kintam Issa Malacha B'Moed Hu Mishum Tircha V'Shaloi L'Ma'it B'Simchas HaRegel U'Lefiyo Hi Tiru Chachomim Kol Shehu Tzayru Chamoed V'Chol Shehu Dover HaOved Kidei Shelo Yehei Doyeg Ala V'Dosoi V'Nimna Misimchas Yontif V'Cheni Tiru Schar Pula She'ina Mayoicha. It's all based on the same idea that the Isser is not an Isser Be'etzem, but rather the Isser is really just here to make sure that you're not going to lose focus and you're not going to not do what you're supposed to do on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Shadovin, in his piece in Shiras Nasan, says that Lefi, this Yisoy, the Havan of the Karen Oira and the Havan of the Ritva, it's Poshit, it's Miyoshev Rabbeinu Tam's Kash. Rabbeinu Tam asks, he says that, I don't understand, from the Sugi Chagiga Daf Yud Chasam Aleph, that the Isser, Melach and Chol HaMoed, is an Isser Dei Raisa. And freaked Rabbeinu Tam, V'chihecha Matzino, where do you find, Dover, She Miktasei Asura, U Miktasei Muteres? Right, where do you find such a thing? You have an Isser Dei Raisa, sometimes Muter, sometimes Aser. So Zakhtar Basha David Shlita, Bishloim, if the Isser would be an Isser Melacha Be'etzim, that means doing Melacha is a Shtik Chazer. See, right, There's no such thing that chaz is mutter. So if it's aser, where it's not a dover of it, it's going to be aser when it's a dover of it as well. There's no such carve out. But at lefia now, the iser is not the malacha. The malacha is ba'etzim a dover on mutter. It's not yontif. It's really a chepz of heter. It's just that Chazal said that wherever there's a concern that doing malacha, or really doing anything, is going to get away of shtering your yontif, so then you don't. Then you're not allowed to do it. If it's not going to shter your yontif, or fakeret, not doing the malacha is going to shter your yontif more, then to the contrary, then you are allowed to do it. But the point is, it's not a dover that's usher sometimes and mutter other times. It's really always a dover and mutter. Now, of course, it's manifest as isser. But b'yisoid, b'shrosh, it's not a cheftz of isser. And therefore, it makes sense to say, there's a very clear gagdara. The gagdara is that Chazal are just trying to protect mitzvahs. They felt malacha is something that you need to do to protect mitzvahs. So therefore, they said, and if we're concerned that it's going to get in the way, it'll be aser. If not, mutter. One of the Mar Mekoymes, the Rebbe Tzal Zolti, in his Shtukl Mishnas Yaivit Shtelsu Halach in Hilchis Kedushin. Since Simon Samech Dalit and Evan Ezer, Hanoisei Besula, if somebody marries a Besula, Tzorech Lesmayach Ima Zayin Yamin. There's a Chiyuv of Shevet Brachas, 7 days of Simcha. So what does it mean, 7 days of Simcha? Shela Yasim Malacha. You're not allowed to do malacha. V'lo yisav yitim b'shok. You can't handle. Elo oichel v'shoyser v'sameach imo benim hu bacher benim hu alman. And then the Ramah says v'chasen aser basias malacha v'aser lasi sichidi b'shok. So you see a chasen and during shever brachas you're not allowed to do malacha. What, there's an issa malacha? What, there's an issa now to be zayreya? During Shevet Brachos, of course not. It's, there's a mitzvah simcha. And to the extent that you're going to be involved in doing malacha, it's going to take away from your simcha. And being that it's going to take away from your simcha, so it's for that reason it's going to be an issue. You know, one of the Rishonim, and it's really three Rishonim, that hold that the issa malacha on Chol HaMoed is an issa de Raisa, is the Rav Bar Tanura, the Rashbam, and Rashi. And they all said it in the identical context. They were all coming to explain the same exact halacha. This Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Paragil Mishnah Yalev. The Mishnah says, "Hamavazas hamayados ein loy chelik loy mhaba." If someone's mavazas the mayados, if someone treats yontif the derech bezoyin, ein loy chelik loy mhaba. So, what does it mean? You're mavazas hamayados. I mean, this is very, very strong language. So, ein loy chelik loy mhaba. So, what does it mean? You're mavazas hamayados. So, Rabbeinu Avadia mi bar tenura. In his Pirish on Ovis says, Mevazis HaMayadis means he does Malacha on Chol HaMoed. This Mishnah is quoted in the Gemara in Psachim Kuf Yud Ches. Psachim Kuf Yud Ches, we have the Rashbam. And the Rashbam in Arvei Psachim on that same Gemara, Mevazis HaMayadis, Ein Lecheilek Loilam Haba. What does it mean? It means he does Malacha on Chol HaMoed. It's also a Gemara in Makas Tav Chav Gimel. And there Rashi says, Mevazis HaMayadis, Ein Lecheilek Loilam Haba. So it's the Rav Bar Tanura, it's the Rashbam, and it's Rashi. That Hamavazes hamayados is ein loy chelik loy lamhaba. And what does it mean? He's oisem malacha chalamoy. And posh, when you think about it, what does that mean? Someone's oisem malacha chalamoy. It's so chomer. But with this raid, we can understand a little bit better. And that is, it's not the malacha per se. You don't even find oisem malacha on Shabbos v'yontif. It's ein loy chelik loy lamhaba. The nekuda is that if someone is going to treat Chol HaMoed as a Yom Chol, you're going to do things that are going to take you away from the focus of what Chol HaMoed is supposed to be. It's supposed to be his man of Simcha. It's supposed to be his man of Mikroi Kodesh. It's supposed to be his man of Tefillah, his man of Torah, his man of Yontif, his man of Chagigah, his man Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikayim. If somebody does something to take him away from that, the halacha is he's begeder hamavaza esamayadis. So it's not the malacha per se, because that's never what it is. The isim malacha on Chol HaMoed is this kind isim be'etzim. It's more what the isim malacha takes you away from. Just to end, there's a Yerushalmi in the second parak of Masechtas Ma'akan. It's a very, very interesting Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says as follows: Amar Rab Abba Bar Mamal, or Rabba Bar Mamal. Right, the Aleph is silent in Yerushalmi. So Amar Rabba Bar Mamal. He said that if I had the power, there are two things that I would try to make away with. One is Negeya, Halach and Kachim related to a Bechar. That's not for our sugya. We need the second one. Vihitarti. Rabba Bar Mamal said that if I had the ability, I would be Matashiu Oysa Malach B'chal Shamay. I would figure out a way to allow people to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. And he explained. He said, "Klum asru lasis malacha b'chayil shamayit el kidei shiyu." Why did Chazal say you can't do malacha on Chol HaMoed? So that you should be able to eat and drink. V'yigayim b'tayir. You should be able to harv and learning. Abba v'inun. You know what happens today? Because people are not working, they're oichlin, they're shoysin, u'pchazim. And they end up doing averis that they never had a havamina to do. during the rest of the year because Pashut, they're too busy working. So the Yerushalmi brings, Amar Rab Abba Bar Mamel, he said, if I had the ability, I would say go to work on Chol HaMoed. He says, you know why? Because the whole purpose of not working on Chol HaMoed is to feel close to the Eibishter. But you know what happened? The whole thing backfired on us. And it turns out because people are not working on Chol HaMoed, they end up doing things that was like Olal Daitam. It's not something they would have ever have thought to do. The truth is, this Yerushalmi sounds very much like the Isser, Malach on Chol HaMoed, is an Isser Rabbana. And the truth is, Tosfos in Chagiga Yud Chesam Alef, that long Tosfos, this is one of his Makairis. But the truth is, Lafi Hanal, the Yisai, the principle that the Yerushalmi is saying is not only if you hold that the Isser Malach on Chol HaMoed is an Isser Rabbana, but it's true really even if the Isser Malach on Chol HaMoed is an Isser Deiraisa. Because even if it's an Isser Deiraisa, the Yisai of the Isser Malach is not an Isser Malach Be'etzem Mitzad Kedusha Sayyim, but it's Kadesh Yu Oichlin, Vishoisin, Vigayim Betaira. But what happened is, it ended up backfiring. So what came to mind, and again, we'll just end with this, is a classic Meshech Chachma. The Pasuk says in Parashas Kedoshim, the Pasuk says that, Al techalal es bitcha laz noisa. You should be very careful with znus. V'lo yisizna ha'aretz, umala ha'aretz zima. The next Pasuk, es shabsoisai tishmoiru, umikdashi tiro, ani Hashem. So we have two psukim that are juxtaposed. They're right next to each other. Perik yutes pasuk chav tes pasuk lamid. Chav tes talks about gilui arayis. Lamid esh napsoisai tishmoiru. Keep Shabbos. Umishmas umikdashi tiro. Watch the mikdash. Ani Hashem. So Meir Simcha in Meshech Chachma in Parashas Kedoshim says, what's the connection between these two ideas? What's the shaykhis between gilui arayis on the one hand and Shabbos and the mikdash on the other hand? So he says, the Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin daf pei aleph amar aleph. Amar Rab Abin. Sakva de shasa rigla. The worst time of year when it comes to nesiyonos of gilui arayis is Yontif. That's what the Gemara says. Sakva de shasa rigla. And Rashi and Tosfos say the reason is because men and women, they would congregate in shul, and that's why we fast. Bahab, Tosfos says, after Yontif, sakva de shasa rigla. The time that a person is most vulnerable when it comes to gilui arayis is this time. But Meir Simcha says, v'yesh loimar, a little bit of a different knetch. And he said, the Mishnah says in Ovis, yofa toirim derech eretz. So says Rameya Simcha, Yontif, people are not working. And because people are not working, you could have Torah, but you don't have Torah with Derech Eretz. And Yofa Torah im Derech Eretz, Shiyagiyas Shneyem Mishkachas Avoin. But on Yontif, you don't have Derech Eretz, and says Rameya Simcha, Lefisa, it's not just Yontif, it's also Shabbos, where you don't have Derech Eretz, so now you don't have the Yofa Torah im Derech Eretz, so therefore you don't have the Yagiyah Shnei Meshkachas Oven, so you know what you end up with? Sak for the Shasa Rigla. So says Rameya Simcha, Lefisa, Yeshloim, Haflav Afel, Altachalal es Bitchalaz Noisa, Vole Sizna Aret Umol Aret Zima, the Torah says, Nus, next Pasik, Es Shabsoisai Tishmoiru, that when it comes to Zuz, you have to be extra careful on Shabsoisai, on Shabbos and Yontif. You know why? Because Sak for the Shasa Rigla, and you don't have Derech Eretz. So you don't have Yofa Torah Derech Eretz Shigiyah Shnei Mishkachas Avoy. And the pasuk continues, Umikdashai Tiro. And you also have to be extra careful in the Beis HaMikdash. You know why? Sakra Meir Simcha, because in the Beis HaMikdash it was Kayhanim Bavaydasam, and it was Leviim Beshirim Uvezimram, even the Yisraelim, they were Bimamadon, but there was no Derech Eretz in the Beis HaMikdash. So in the Beis HaMikdash also you don't have the Yofa Torah Derech Eretz. And just like Sakva the Shasa Rigla in Zman, this man of Shabbos and Yontif when there's no Derech Eretz, where people can't work, so too this Sakva the Shasa Rigla in Makkim, in which, what's the Makkim Mikdash? He says, that's the smichos. Umol aret zima, you have to be extra careful. Es shabsoisai tishmoiru, because you don't have the yofa toyim derech eretz on Shabbos and Yontif. And umikdashai tiro, you have to be extra careful in the Beis HaMikdash. He says, that's why the Bnei Eli, the Pasuk says, Asher yishkavun es hanoshim ha'ela, how did the Bnei Eli come to Gilui Arayis? It's because in the Beis HaMikdash, you had to be more careful. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, it was sank for the shasa riglo. Because you didn't have the yofa toyim derech eretz. Ayim sham, he says, dvarim nifloim kedarkei bakoydish adlamo. But here's the point. The point is that the whole idea of the Issa Malacha and Chol HaMoed, whether you hold the Issa Malacha as the Rabbanon, or whether you hold the Issa Malacha as the Raisa, the Issa Malacha and Chol HaMoed is not mitzad the Kedusha Sayyim. The whole yisoid of the Issa Malacha is that a person shouldn't be a mevazes amayadis. Because if you're going to do Malacha, it's going to take away from what a person's really supposed to do. What's a person really supposed to do on Chol HaMoed? On Yontif, it's a time where a person is supposed to feel closer to Hashem. He's supposed to up his game a little bit. That's the idea. But at the same time, Rab Abba Bar Mamel, or Rabba Bar Mamel, here in Yerushalmi, Masechtas Maikon, acknowledge something. It's something that the Gemara already mentions, the way Rav Meir Simcha explains in Kiddushin Bavli, Pei Aleph Amar Aleph, and that is, this is a double-edged sword, because Sakva D'Shasa Rigla, and the reason Sakva D'Shasa Rigla is because Yofa Torim Derech Eretz Yigiyah Shnei Mishkach HaSavayin, and if you have a day off, or a week off, or 2 weeks off, so now already a person is actually more vulnerable than he otherwise would be. And Rav Avraham Amo felt so strongly about this, that he felt that the Isser Melacha on Chol HaMoed actually backfired by Meshach HaDairis. And he said that if I had the ability, I would have gone ahead and I would have been Mevatalit. But that's the point. The point is that the Yisoid of the Isser Melacha is really here to protect the Yontif. But at the same time, a person has to be more careful on Yontif precisely because of the Isser Melacha. Precisely when it's Umal Aradzimah. Because that's when you actually have to be more careful. And that's the Avoida. The Avoida of Yontif and the Avoida of Mevaza Samayadis is really to be able to walk that balance. To use the Issa Malacha so that it's going to be Eile Mikroi Kodesh, Eile Heim Mayadai. It's going to be the Mayadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But not to use the Issa Malacha against him, to where it comes to the point with Chalila, it's Chatshechem Umayadechem Son Anafshi. And that's really the balance of Chol HaMoed, the balance of Yontif and Chol HaMoed, and it ties into Mevazah Samayadis, and it ties into all these different ideas. But the sight of the Issa Melacha was to make sure a person will be able to be focused more on his Ruchnias, more in his Avodas Hashem, and it comes acknowledged by the Amiram already, Rabbi Avraham Amamo, with a very, very potentially expensive invoice, and that is, it can actually backfire. It can actually cause a person to be just the opposite. Sakva d'shasa rigla, that's the balance of Chol HaMoed.